It's important to understand the rulers of darkness, the secret societies, the people causing all of these problems for us, like the vaccines, the wars that we don't want to be involved in that just came out of nowhere, the famine that doesn't make any sense at all with modern technology, so-called wildfires started by Antifa all over the place, burning the skies red, polluting the air. You see this sort of like end of the world scenario happening because these people are trying to bring about their new world order, which is essentially the Book of Revelation. They're trying to reverse engineer the Book of Revelation and bring about exactly those events. They're trying to beat God. That is their religion.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's fantastic to have you all back. That, of course, was my longtime friend, Dustin Nemos. And in this one, we talk about the New World Order, the demonic Satanists that they are. We've got the proof here for you in black and white, friends. So thanks so much for being here. And before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Well, it's no surprise to my listeners that the U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s when the dollar decoupled from gold. And the government seems bent on continuing the tradition of debasing your money. From now until the next elections, the government will just print as much money as they want. The last time they did so, inflation went up 9%. This means one thing: the security of your family and your future is in your hands. There's no guarantee in any investment, so do your own due diligence. But I myself hold gold and silver. Make sure you retain the value of your wealth. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the one asset that is proven to withstand recession, inflation, and just about all economic threats. Noble Gold Investments is here to help you if you want to invest in gold. And this month, you're able to get a 24-karat, 1/4-ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. The link is below. Hey, friends. Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in, friends. It's so wonderful to have you back. And before I welcome my guest, I want to start today's broadcast with just a little bit of levity and humor and proof that we are winning. Of course, the number one example of how we're winning right now is The Sound of Freedom exceeding $100 million at the box office. Well, the mainstream horror media maligns that film as brainworms for boomer dads. Well, the truth is, child sex trafficking is a plague on this planet, and we are waking people up in droves. We may talk about that a bit in this conversation with my guest, but first, the good news. As you all know, we the people have the power of the purse, and Bud Light's popularity at bars and restaurants is almost non-existent. There will be no recovery for this brand in the near term, perhaps in the long term as well, friends. And I just want to share maybe one of the funniest satirical spots I've ever seen about Bud Light, and it's this: the pit of misery. Check it out.
Sir Jeremy, you are a true friend of the crown. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Madam Susan, you are an even truer friend of the crown. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
What is that?
This brand is in decline. It's been in decline for a really long time. So I had this super clear mandate. It's like we need to evolve and elevate this incredibly iconic brand.
Please follow Sir Brad. He's going to give you a private tour of the Pit of Misery.
Pit of Misery! Dilly dilly!
Dilly dilly!
Here's to the friends you can always count on. Bud Light, brewed to be America's favorite light lager.
Well, it was once America's favorite light lager. Never mind, I don't like watery beers like that. But that's the former marketing director over there at Bud Light, the Harvard graduate who said, "It's a fratty brand and it's time for a change," as she destroyed an iconic brand in just a matter of weeks. Really an exceptional story, friends. So much to share today. I want to welcome my guest. It's Dustin Nemos, his website, theserapium.com. Dustin, how are you, sir? Welcome back.
Thank you, Sean. It's good to be back. I'm doing as well as can be expected.
Good to have you back, my friend. I want to share this news from our fallen world, guys. Would it surprise you at all to learn that whistleblowers at Fox News have revealed that the company is matching employee donations to the Satanic Temple, far-left LGBT activist organizations, the Trevor Project, Planned Parenthood, and the SPLC. That's the Southern Poverty Law Center. That is why today on Twitter, friends, the Satanic Temple is trending. Dustin, I'm coming back to you, brother. The Satanic Temple and Fox News in bed together. Does it surprise you one bit?
No, I can't say that I'm surprised by much anymore, but no, it does not surprise me. They have been kind of ruling things from behind the scenes. I call them the rulers of darkness, and that's a collective term for the Mystery Babylon secret society schools like Freemasonry and others that kind of run the show in our governments behind the scenes.
Well, we're all beginning to see, of course, you and I and my audience and your audience, those with the eyes to see and the ears to hear, know that the satanic agenda on this planet is real. The New World Order's satanic agenda, and part of that agenda is the climate hoax. I just think in the interest of history, we really should play this two-minute clip because it exposes Bonesman John Kerry for the grifter he is. And the climate hoax, Dustin, they want to destroy everything that's good and right in this world in the name of innovating to zero, as Bill Gates said during that TED talk. And the Bonesman John Kerry, well, he's a traitor, just like his boss, Joe Biden, and they're in on it. United Nations Agenda 2030, friends. This is what it would cost. And here's John Kerry being taken to the woodshed.
The lowest periods of carbon in the atmosphere in not only recorded history, in the history of life existing on the planet. In December of 2022, you told the Washington Post we need to remove 1.6 trillion tons of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere via direct air capture. The cost for that is about $1,000 per ton or $1.6 quadrillion. Now, you said you didn't know, but since 2015, since the last El Nino, about 500 billion tons have been emitted into the atmosphere. During that same period of time, 2015, if you look at the temperature graph, this is from NOAA. The temperature has gone down. Show the next slide. This is from NASA satellite data. Temperature has gone down. You want to have the American taxpayers, my constituents that are having a hard time afford their groceries, pay for a car, buy a new home, spend $1.6 quadrillion to fix a problem that A, doesn't exist. And as a matter of fact, you might be exacerbating because it's unknown. It is unknown at this time, the low level that of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere that might actually destroy life, because plant life all depends. As you know, Secretary, plant life all depends on CO2. And when we kill it, then we're done too. I yield the balance.
Congressman, let me just say that I don't agree with what you're saying out there for any number of reasons. I don't have time to go into all of them now, but I'll just tell you point blank that the difference between the periods you're looking at in terms of heat, et cetera, and human input is night and day, number one. Number two, why do you think 195 countries in the world, their prime ministers, their presidents?
Because they're grifting like you are, sir.
Because you're a grifter, sir, and that's exactly what he is. By the way, he flies around, or he used to fly around, in his wife's private jet, Teresa Hines. Yes, that is the Hines ketchup fortune heiress, and that's who this Bonesman is married to. Guys, this is the U.S. national debt clock, all right? We're all familiar with the debt here. We know what's happening. They are gutting our country from within. It is eluding. $32.6 trillion in debt. That lunatic, John Kerry, wants us to spend $1.6 quadrillion. Do you know how much money that is? That is $1,600 trillion. Okay, there's not that much money that will ever exist in the world. The point is, guys, they want us on their slave plantation of innovating to zero. No energy for you, friends. No automobiles for you, no vacations, no airplane travel, nothing for you but dirt and death. That is the New World Order's plan in United Nations Agenda 2030 for you in a nutshell. Do you think I have that about right, Dustin?
Yeah, pretty much. It is a eugenics, ethnic cleansing New World Order plan. They've been writing about it for a long time.
Can you expand on that a little bit?
Sure. Not only do you have specific like UN agreements where you could go into, I forget the ones offhand, but going back all the way to like the 60s and stuff, the UN nations were getting together and basically agreeing to depopulate by certain dates, a certain percentage of their own people. That's where you're seeing all these governments now in the midst of a food shortage, shutting down their own farms for climate change and stuff. It's all something that was agreed upon beforehand. And of course, you see all these world leaders, excuse me, that are writing about how we need to, you know, as you say, the Bill Gates quote was innovate to zero. And we are the zero that they want to innovate to. They want to get rid of all of us and have zero of us left. Actually, that's not 100% accurate. They basically want to get rid of all Christians, all white people and rule over the Browns and Asians that are left, according to their writings. But basically, yeah, it's ethnic cleansing and it's genocide, and it's part of the New World Order plan.
It is part of the New World Order plan, and whether they're Freudian slips at this point or not, and I don't think they are, because Kamala has now said this at least twice, it is literally about depopulation. Listen to this.
When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
These people are absolutely 100% sold out to the House of Rothschild and the New World Order, and I think Satan. Honestly, Dustin, the Satanic Temple is now getting matching funds from Fox News. You can't make this stuff up. They worship at the altar of abortion, which essentially is worshiping Moloch himself.
Yeah, and a large part of my work has shifted from political to, you know, exoteric to the esoteric, the hidden stuff, the hidden history, the biblical truths behind the deep state, why they hate God so much, what they really believe in, this mystery Babylon sort of collection of satanic secret societies that together run the world. It is satanic. I can basically, if you give me enough time, prove that Satan runs the world in a direct capacity and is handing out orders to his select minions, the Dukes of Edom. But you know, that's kind of a story for another day. Basically this is, you know, it's a segue into many topics. We could talk about the history, where this comes from, their beliefs, their input over history, some of the times they've been caught, some of the writings we could go into, where, like I was saying, they've planned these things out in advance for hundreds of years, such as the Grand Satrap of Constantinople, which led to the modern protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, something that they deny is real, but it is real. It's verified. There are even U.S. government investigations into the document from 1917. There's so much context. There's so many areas that you could take this topic, because they have their hand, their tentacles in everything and on everything. And as the Bible says, I mean, I know this may not be a popular message with some people, but it's real. Satan is God of this world. Jesus himself said that, because this world and its leaders have chosen to follow Satan and his children.
That's right. And I've heard, by the way, guys, the Biden crime family, they get away with all measure of crimes in the mainstream horror media like Fox News, which supports the Satanic Temple, does not report about any of it. And they close that investigation. Can't imagine where that cocaine came from that ended up in the White House. And the Secret Service doesn't seem to care. They never pinned it on anybody, and they didn't name a single suspect, despite the president's son, Hunter, being a hardcore crack addict. We all know what's going on here. By the way, the Podesta brothers, John and Tony, they've been lurking behind the evils of this world since the 90s, as Andrew Breitbart rightly noted in 2011. How Prague guru John Podesta isn't a household name as a world-class underage sex slave op cover-upper defending unspeakable drugs escapes me. That was 2011, long before anybody had really given much thought to child sex trafficking being a global plague, long before the WikiLeaks emails came out exposing Podesta and Clinton, Hillary Clinton, as using pedo-coded language in their emails, long before anybody had heard of Seth Rich, who I think leaked those emails and he paid for it with his life. They murdered him for it. And long before anybody had ever heard of Comet Ping Pong, long before anybody had given any thought to even making the film The Sound of Freedom, progressive guru John Podesta should be a household name as the world-class underage sex slave op cover-upper defending unspeakable drugs that he is. You just can't make this stuff up. Dustin, I'm coming back to your site. By the way, you mentioned Satan and Lucifer running this world. I have heard that the seat of Satan is located in Switzerland. And of course, that's where we find CERN. We find the World Economic Forum headquarters. We find the EU's United Nations headquarters located in Switzerland. It makes me wonder if that's true. Do you think the seat of Satan is located in Switzerland?
I think it's a little more complicated than that. I think in part it was moved there from Turkey, but also I think, like the Bible mentions, it was in Turkey. But I believe that you see the city of London, and I don't mean London, the city in the UK. I mean the so-called city of London, yeah, which is a separate place from London, the city. And this is sort of like a hidden thing that most people don't know about. But if you go there, there's dragon statues everywhere. You can't, yep, mistake it. It's sort of a hidden bankster city within the heart of the West.
Yep.
That's another one of those places. Also, you can see Kazakhstan, and what they're doing there is sort of building this sort of capital of the New World Order, it looks like. So there are a couple of strongholds, so to speak. Russia and China are also both strongholds of the deep state. Obviously, the EU and the political class of both sides has now become completely corrupted at the federal level among the entire West, it looks like.
The city of London, I always think of that as the privately owned country, privately owned by the House of Rothschild. It's privately owned in the sense that it has its own law enforcement, its own laws. It's untouchable. The people that own it, the Rothschilds, are untouchable, just like Vatican City is its own nation state, just like Washington, D.C. is its own nation state. Three tiers of the chair of Satan, in my view. And I want to turn our attention here to ancient aliens, giant hybrids descended from aliens. The reason I want to share this with you guys and let Dustin dig into it here for us, guys, is because the alien deception, we see this being peddled now in the horror mainstream media. Constant talk about UFOs and aliens now being real, even according to the DOD, according to officialdom. And we know that Wernher von Braun warned his assistant Carol Rosen many times in the 4 years that she worked with him that the last card they would play would be the alien deception card. He said that is the ultimate final card the powers that ought not be will play, and it will all be a lie. How do we even begin to get into this topic? Giant hybrids descended from aliens. Where should we even start here, Dustin? By the way, comment on that, the alien deception, would you please?
Sure. Well, as we see, the governments of the world will not shut up about aliens lately and UFOs. And we see this sort of frenzy building like we always do. If you're a veteran of watching fake news, you sort of see these patterns and these trends before they sort of hit critical mass. And you see how the entire fake news will get their 3 a.m., 4 a.m. talking point. They'll all be saying the same line by the next noon or something, or by 8 a.m. that day. They've all got it down to basically the exact same quote. There are many videos showing side by side all the local news stations quoting the exact same script. Hundreds of people lined up and their words sync up like a chorus because they're saying the same lines. So, you know, fake news is on this beat where they have this message that goes out and then they push the narrative. Well, you can see that as well if you pay close attention in Hollywood, although it's been more of a creep up, aliens and stuff, for a very, very long time. And you can also see it with what our Congress and our sort of government propaganda sources like the DOD and the military, you know, sort of black outfits and intelligence agencies and stuff that are all basically giving us different perspectives on this, saying they're real, supposedly giving us information, then also hiding some of that information, holding it back. I mean, a lot of different opinions coming out. And then you get some of the stuff on the internet that is leaked, where some of the declassified documents, all this stuff. So that there's a pattern showing across the board from the fake news to the government to the Hollywood, and they're all sort of building this narrative of aliens. With that said, I think they're building up to something. Like you said, it's a deception. I think we need to be ready for it. Whether that means as a truther or as a Christian or whatever it may be, you need to know the truth to counter these massive lies, and they're going to be pretty big ones. They're going to tell us that these guys are our friends from outer space or our big brothers or our creators here to correct our misunderstandings about our own genetics and about our religions and our creators. So they're basically going to try to be our gods and then help us with special knowledge. And all of this has happened in the Bible before, if people are paying attention, in Genesis 6 and on, where the B'nai HaElohim, the fallen angels, which the ancients called the Watchers in many cases, came down and mated with human women and begat this hybrid tribe of man, which ended up being giants. And the reason all of this stuff is important is because the deep state basically worships them. The deep state, and in some cases, descends from them also. And that's important to understand. The rulers of darkness themselves, the secret societies, are all worshiping these giants from the ancient past, these ancient gods like Osiris and Apollo, etc. And all of these are the same character. That's all a reference back to Nimrod, by the way, and that's a story for a different day. That's the prophecy that's on the dollar bill with the all-seeing eye. That's Nimrod's eye. The Novus Ordo Seclorum, all that is a reference to bringing back the Nephilim and Nimrod and his New World Order, or in the post-flood world, Nimrod was the guy who built the Tower of Babel and created a one-world government against God. So that is their religion, to bring back their king, resurrect him. They took his body out of Iraq when we invaded, supposedly for weapons of mass destruction. But as soon as this body was discovered, we invaded and we took the body. That's the real reason. And it may prove to be a weapon of mass destruction, because that is the biblical antichrist, so to speak. And they're going to bring him back. And ever since then, the government's been investing in all these ancient resurrection technologies and investing in like resurrecting woolly mammoth meatballs for climate change and all this nonsense. So they want this resurrection technology. They have this body of their, basically their antichrist king, sort of a antithesis figure to Jesus Christ. If Jesus is God's sort of champion on earth, then this is Satan's champion on earth. This is Nimrod, the king of the occult, old world slash new world order, the king of the Freemasons, the creator of the Freemasons, in fact, and basically the fulfillment of every single pagan mythology on earth, including the dying and resurrecting sun gods like Osiris, like Apollo, etc. When he comes back, he's going to be all of those gods at once. And the reason for that is the Tower of Babel. I'm going to go fast through this and get back to the point of the giants. The Tower of Babel split the languages and is into many different languages, so he has many different names. So it's important to understand the rulers of darkness, the secret societies, the people causing all of these problems for us, like the vaccines, the wars that we don't want to be involved in that just came out of nowhere, the famine that doesn't make any sense at all with modern technology, which is obviously being artificially induced with hundreds of food manufacturing facilities burning down in the middle of the night, weird fires and explosions and stuff that make no sense. And now this sort of chemical attack out of nowhere with trains exploding all over the place with chemicals in them, so-called wildfires started by Antifa all over the place, burning the skies red, polluting the air. You see this sort of like end of the world scenario happening because these people are trying to bring about their new world order, which is essentially the book of Revelation. They're trying to reverse engineer the book of Revelation and bring about exactly those events. They're trying to beat God. That is their religion. So, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but before we talk about giants, I mean, there's absolutely tons of proof. We're going to get into it, but I'm going to quote Tom Horn real fast. Keep in mind that these legends materialized globally at approximately the same time all over the world. It's more likely than not, in his and my opinion, that the universal story agrees with the record of every major culture of the ancient world, in which the astonishingly consistent story is told of gods that descended from heaven or came through spiral vortices to materialize in bodies of flesh. From Rome to Greece, and before that to Egypt, Persia, Assyria, Babylonia, and Sumer, the earliest records of civilization tell of the era when powerful creatures known to the Hebrews, the pre-Christian Hebrews, as watchers, and in the book of Genesis as Bnei HaElohim, which loosely translates to the sons of God, mingled themselves with humans, giving birth to part celestial, part terrestrial hybrids known as the Nephilim. Now, this is not just the Christian story. This is every story on earth. This is the story hidden in the archaeological profile. This is the secret behind all of those megalithic structures that we still can't build today with rocks we couldn't even lift with modern technology. Those were built by giants. They were incredibly powerful, incredibly intelligent. Their skulls proportionately held 30% more brain capacity than ours, not to mention the fact that early ones were much bigger than us. So they were known as builders everywhere they went. In North America specifically, many of you may have heard of the mound builders, which are little giants, 8 to 9 feet tall, way later, way past the time of Goliath, much smaller. They kept getting smaller as they diluted the DNA. So the archaeological evidence is everywhere, and the bones are as common as dinosaur bones, although yes, they're being covered up almost as fast as we can find them. Entire cities in the U.S. are named after these discoveries, like Rockwall, Texas. If you look into the actual history, they flooded the rock wall in Rockwall, Texas to hide all the giant bones. So this is the story, and the Smithsonian has a part to play in that. I don't want to try to convince you and show you all the evidence that there's a cover-up. Most of you are conspiracy-minded already. You can look into that evidence for yourself. I just want to make the connection between why the giants and the deep state and their beliefs and all the bad stuff happening to us, all this is important.
Well, before we continue, can you just help me understand the belief system of these people as it pertains to the afterlife? They're causing so much pain and misery and suffering in this world, and they really seem to enjoy it. They really love hurting children at the highest levels. By the way, we've got that soundbite now. There's video of a young model. I can't remember if it was in Brazil, but she had escaped. She was standing outside screaming about the fact, naming high-level people like the Queen and others for eating flesh, consuming human flesh, naming them, saying they're cannibals. She was hysterical. The police came and got her, and she was never seen again. My point is, at the highest levels, these people seem to enjoy feasting, literally feasting, on human beings. Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. Just a quick word about our sponsor. There's no guarantee in any investment, so do your own due diligence. But I myself hold gold and silver. The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 1970s when Nixon decoupled the dollar from gold, and the government is bent on continuing the tradition. From now until the next elections, the government will simply print as much money as they want. The last time they did so, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the one asset that has proven to withstand this type of inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments, and this month you can get a 24-karat, 1/4-ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's the gold company I trust. What is their belief system as it pertains to the afterworld? Do they think they will never suffer? Or I just don't understand it.
So Jesus told them point blank, and the Pharisees that he was speaking to was sort of the political class of the Pharisees, mostly at that point. They had been taken over by the Idumean or Edomites. And that goes back to these giants. Briefly, I'll give you the short version. Seed of the serpent was introduced in Genesis 3:15. God says there's going to be a war between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent, the children of Satan, the genetic offspring of Satan. Genesis 6, you see the giants introduced. Much later after the flood, they come back much smaller. All the way up until Goliath, the tribes are told to wipe them out. And then much later, Goliath is much tinier and so forth. The Bible says they were not all wiped out. I don't know why, but many pastors teach they're just all killed or wiped out or gone. No, they just got smaller and smaller as they kept raping and eating humans. In the modern time, they have been kicked out of 109 countries, at least for just that crime, eating humans, sacrificing Christian babies, draining their blood, using it in ritualistic purposes. And as far as their beliefs, they are truly the seed of the serpent. They are truly Nephilim. In the Old Testament, you didn't see a lot of demons until all these giants started to die. That's where demons come from. It's these dead giants who are not made in God's image, or any other hybrid, any mutant not made in God's image. When it dies, its soul does not go where a human soul goes. This is recorded in other parts of Scripture and the Apocrypha, which were taken out of the Bible since the 1611 King James and since then and before. But basically, the demon spirits, which are not able to pass on and are stuck wandering around causing mischief, are dead mutants, dead things not made in God's image, primarily the giants. So that speaks to their belief system as well. The Bible talks about how many of these giant tribes were demon possessed or worshiping demons or sacrificed to demons, etc. They're basically trying to talk to their dead grandparents. They're talking, they're communing with spirits. It works for them. They're able to allow those spirits to possess them. You see this kind of stuff happen even on mainstream, celebrity types with the Beyoncés of the world having their alter egos that take over.
Sorry.
So you see some of the stars of the world, like the Beyoncé types doing all these satanic halftime shows with their alter egos named Sasha Fierce, which they admittedly claim are like taking over their body and doing all of the work for them and stuff. And their descriptions sound a lot like demonic possession. And a lot of these rituals are designed to invoke demonic possession, to invite demonic spirits, or to even conceive demonic spirits into children with a moonchild ritual, like with Hillary Clinton and Barbara Bush, and going back to Aleister Crowley and Jack Parsons and all of that nonsense, sort of the pioneers of modern witchcraft, the popularizers of it. Both of those were moon children conceived in a horrific sex orgy that pushes people to the point of death in an attempt to contact demons. This is the stuff they write about. This is the stuff they believe. The Freemasons write in their own text that at the 32nd and 33rd levels, they get giant spirits robed in white as their personal mentors. At the 33rd, they get to directly commune with Satan. There are all of these ancient cultures that engaged in blood sacrifice and ritualistic demonic type activity, things that the Christian world basically overcame. As the word of God spread around, we stopped all the child eating and all of the scalping and the cannibalism and the blood sacrifice. And we tried to stop slavery, although they've sort of worked around it and they've enslaved us all.
Can I show you something?
Form of wage slavery. Sure.
Let me show you something that I think is pertinent to the subject here. And yes, Christians have tried to stop all of that child sacrifice, but it has continued in the background. In fact, it is probably ramped up, if we're to believe that child sex trafficking, human trafficking, child trafficking is now a $40, $50, $60 billion, $100 billion a year business. And backing up what you're saying here about these people is this snippet from the Jimmy Fallon show, I believe. This is Matt Smith, known for his role in The House of the Dragon. He casually mentions the time he met King Charles. Let me just play the clip, and then I want to show you this picture, which I think people ought to see because it's pertinent to what I mentioned earlier when I mentioned John Podesta. But listen to this.
And I went, how long have you had yours? And he said, 35 years.
No.
35 years.
He had his shoes for 35 years.
You'd think as a king, he'd be able to,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Got a new pair of shoes.
Oh, yes.
Look at this. This is a photo of you guys in front of the,
No, I look like I've won a prize.
All right. So King Charles was talking about his red shoes and being part of the Red Shoe Club. Well, there's Tony Podesta surrounded by a bunch of sycophants, and they're all wearing red shoes. And if we go back, this is the art that Podestas love to collect. Children wearing red shoes. And of course, Dustin, you're probably familiar with the little boy, the art of the little boy hanging from what appears to be a tiled swimming pool. Well, my friend Dr. Len Horowitz believes that that little boy is actually Anderson Cooper, bloodline to the Vanderbilt fortune. And I visited the Biltmore Mansion in Asheville, North Carolina. And they have a creepy swimming pool in the basement with ropes along the edge that very much resemble the art with the little boy hanging from those ropes in a tiled pool, which Len Horowitz believes is Anderson Cooper. So, as Q said, follow the bloodlines. Anyway, I just wanted to interject there. King Charles, very proud of his red shoes, Dustin.
Yeah, the shoes have a history because obviously the kind of activities they're engaged in, a lot of blood gets on the floor. And red is the color of Edom, biblically speaking. And we can connect all of that back to basically the biblical narrative. But in the modern sense, I thought when I started to investigate all this child abuse, child trafficking, child sacrifice, adrenochrome, all this stuff, I thought it at first was just too much. And then I started to look into it. I started thinking it was some kind of mafia type, mutually assured destruction technique. Like maybe they just keep videos of each other raping kids as a way to trust each other in the world of blackmail and political intrigue like Epstein. And then no, even further than that, there is a religious aspect to hurting children for them. And it's their way of hurting God. It's the best way they can hurt God is to hurt young children. It's the only way they can hurt God really, because God is invincible, obviously. And they basically know that they're doomed to hell. And they know that, as Jesus told them, they cannot go where he follows. And they know that once this is over, they're going to burn. So they're going to do as much damage to us, which are God's children, as possible on the way out, and try to drag as many of us to hell with them as possible, so that they're not lonely for eternity. That's essentially, as I understand it, their worldview. And that's why everything that they're doing is anti-life, anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-white, in many cases, because they really have a hatred for original Adamites. Adam and Eve were white. And first, all mankind were white until around the time of Noah, as far as I can research. And then there's all these different races that branch off, like Ishmael and the Arabs and stuff, also through Abraham. Also blessed, separate blessings, different stories, but all in the Bible. You know, I'm not trying to pick favorites. I have an Asian wife. These are just the truths of the hidden history of the world and everything that they're doing, including their fake science, scientism, including all of this global warming stuff that stems out of it, is anti-life. And it's all about, obviously, innovating to zero. The carbon that they want to reduce is us. They want to kill us off. They are satanic. That's why they keep getting caught in lies, pushing this agenda all in unison, all while hiding all this horrific child sacrifice stuff. And, you know, it keeps spilling out and the evidence is staring us in the face. For many of you, this is going to sound like, yeah, we all see it. We know. If you're new to conspiracies, then maybe you haven't seen it yet. But you can't say adrenochrome sounds too crazy and then also find out they've been kicked out of 109 countries after being found guilty with monarchs, judges, courts involved. That's not libel. That's not blood libel. That's not hearsay. That's not someone trying to hurt your reputation. That is a reputation that you've earned. And when they have been caught with examples like Saint Simon of Trent poking little boys full of holes, draining their blood, torturing them, raping them over hours and hours of sadistic abuse until finally, usually they dump the bodies in wells or lakes. Because here's the thing, the way they kept getting caught, their religion actually forbids the honest burial of one of their victims. They don't bury Christians. They kept getting caught dumping the bodies in the wells or in the lakes because they will not honor a Christian child victim of their sadistic rape, torture, abuse, with an actual burial. That's how much they hate us. They hate us enough to risk getting caught for that kind of murder by dishonoring our corpses when no one would even notice the difference if they gave it a good burial and therefore save themselves the chance of getting caught. Because it's hard to find a buried body by comparison to one floating up on the shore or stinking up the well. Obviously, there's going to be an investigation. And that's kind of what played out at least 109 times in history. They call it blood libel. This is leading right up to where we are in the modern sense, where they have basically taken all political power and the world has in two generations since then gone to shit. Excuse my language.
I paused on this picture for a reason. You could comment on this and then I'll let you continue. You can do screen shares, whatever you'd like to do in the last 20 minutes we have together. But Bill Clinton in a blue dress. Okay, that's a reference to Monica Lewinsky. Bill Clinton in women's shoes that happen to be red. That, I believe, is a nod towards his desire to have homosexual relations, as many trafficked people have attested to. So the red shoes, also, I think, a reference to the murder of human trafficked people. But then the same artist did this painting of Bush Jr., evidently sitting in the White House, perhaps, I'm not sure. But the point is, a paper plane in one hand, a paper plane on the ground, and blocks, children's blocks, referencing the Twin Towers that were brought down on his watch. They like to hide this stuff in the wide open, Dustin. So 9/11 was an inside job. The BBC reported about the collapse of World Trade Center 7 10 minutes before it came down. Jane Stanley famously saying, "Details are sketchy, but the Solomon Brothers has come down." As it stood behind her, smoldering 10 minutes later, the building did actually come down. Do you want to make any comment on these puppets? Because that's exactly what they are. They are puppets of the New World Order. And by the way, the man on the right, he has a father named George H.W. Bush, who was the head of the CIA before becoming president. And when he was president, H.W. Bush talked glowingly about the New World Order more than 220 times in speeches to the American people. Well, now we know exactly what he was talking about and who he worships. And it is as sick as anything you're ever going to see in a rated R horror film at the movie theaters, my friends.
Yeah. Well, it's a trophy. That's what we're looking at here. This is a trophy. The Dukes of Edom, as I call them, they collect these puppets. And why not have art of your puppets on the wall? They're proud of it. Why not make that into some sort of a wall art? I mean, I collect trophies of the fake news attacking me or putting me in documentaries or something. So it's like something I can share with my kids. Like, this is when your dad stood up to the deep state. This is what they did to me. Well, he collects trophies, or they collect trophies of their minions, I guess.
Yeah, just like the art the Podesta brothers love to collect. you know, as depicted here, Dustin. I mean, they are just sick. And it is a secret language. It's a coded language that they speak through their art, through their symbology. And, you know, Q said, we don't need to get on a Q rant here, but Q said their symbolism, their symbology will be their downfall.
Well, the Freemasons write that their language is the language of symbols. And the reason that they had to bring this or invent this language of symbols was because of the Tower of Babel and when God split the languages. It split their entire kingdom and all of their religious types into many, many different kingdoms with different gods that were all basically the same God, but they couldn't speak the same language. So they're all fighting over whose God is the real God. And it's the same God, basically, or same set of gods like Nimrod, Semiramis, and Tammuz now become Osiris, Horus, Isis, or, you know, Apollo, et cetera. They have so many different names now, but now they've basically reunified and overcome God's splitting of the languages by using the language of symbols. It took them a long time. They reunified around these symbols. That's where you get the, all the child trafficking symbols. That's where you get all the logos for most of the big corporations, like, you know, the Gmail 666 icon, or the Gmail was the Masonic apron, and then the Google Chrome is the 666 icon. There's so many of these different symbols. And usually it's pretty obvious, like they're not hiding it all that well anymore. They're actually kind of proud of it these days in many cases. And it's starting to come out. I would say that's a testament to where we are in the Book of Revelations timeline wise. But basically, you know, my point is they have used this language of symbols to overcome the babbling event and therefore have reunified and are this close. Basically, we're right there at it, where they think they're going to have their new world order reunified and they're going to bring back their Babel or Babylon.
And they want to usher in the one they worship to the seat of Satan. They want to usher in Lucifer, the ruler of this world. Do you think that's going to happen in our lifetimes? Do you believe that we are actually living in the end times, like in this generation? Because I think multiple generations have felt that way going back a millennia. Everybody sort of believes, especially if you're going through some sort of world war or crisis in your nation, you believe maybe you're living in the end times. But there are so many signs that are pointing to the fact that it is right around the corner. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that if you gave me enough time, I could convince you that we are. If I look at it this way, the Bible says we're supposed to look for the signs. We're supposed to be vigilant and sober watchmen on the wall, so to speak. That's not the exact language, but there are many passages to that effect. And we're supposed to basically be waiting for him when he comes to save us. There's the parable of the virgins and the oil and the lamps and all of that you could point to. But ultimately, we're supposed to look for these signs. And there are a lot of different specific, highly specific signs in the Book of Revelations and the other end times books. The Gog and Magog stuff, and Obadiah and some of the other books also have end times prophecy to them. But basically, most, if not all, of those signs in the Book of Revelation are red alerting right now. And I've got an article at thesarahpayam.com titled Game Over, the End Times Mapping Project, where I'm tracking all of these. And I think that it's over by 2034. Feast of Trumpets. I think that's when Jesus Christ comes back. I think that's in line with many prophecies. And I know that that sounds insane. And I'm embarrassed to say it, frankly, because I know it sounds insane. I'm not necessarily trying to pick a date. I've just started to track these things, honestly, and I'm looking at all these signs and I've done the research on many opinions and perspectives on these different prophecies. And, you know, some of these things are incredibly specific, like the woman of Revelations and the stars. That event happened in the celestial alignment. That's a one in thousands of years event. You're also seeing a lot of other specific end times prophecies that could basically only mean that we're in the end times if they've happened, like the draining of the Euphrates, the sort of fullness of the nations. The world has all had the Bible introduced to them at this point everywhere. A lot of the prophecies have come to pass, so to speak. Or are in the process of coming to pass. I think that if you gave me enough time, I could convince you, but I don't think, I don't expect anyone to believe me, you know?
Well, the other thing that I just want to point out, and the audience is well aware of, is the delusion of the masses So many people are falling to the delusion, the evil satanic delusions that are being perpetrated against them now with this trans agenda. I mean, you have parents actively destroying their children by pursuing what they're calling gender affirmation surgeries. These are sex change operations for children, Dustin. And it's all part of this insane, I call it trans insanity. It's all part of this absolute satanic agenda, which is completely supported by and promoted by the Mockingbird whore mainstream media in this country.
Yeah.
So this country is falling extremely quickly. I was just in Mexico several times recently, and I just think it's a much healthier culture. I think the people, the families are healthier, and it's a healthier culture. Yes, the cartel is a problem, don't get me wrong. But honestly, we got our own cartels in this nation. Okay, look what's going on in inner city Chicago, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Seattle. I mean, we've got issues all over this country. So when people say to me, oh, why would you go to Mexico? It's so unsafe. I say, are you kidding me? Yeah. When's the last time you went to Chicago? But this trans insanity, the satanic deception that is being digested, it's literally eagerly being sought by those without the eyes to see and the ears to hear, Dustin. And it's shocking. It's just shocking how satanic and Luciferian it is.
Yeah. And you know, I've got a teaching I did on this where basically I show that transgenderism and all of these different spectrums of gender, it all comes out of the Babylonian anti-Bible, the Talmud, the mainstream holy book of the Judaic religion today. That is their Bible. They pretend to use the Torah, but basically they admittedly use the Talmud. That's what they train their rabbis on. And it's a book full of anti-Christ hatred. They say that, I don't know if I've mentioned this on your show before, but just briefly, an introduction to the Talmud, they make claims like Jesus was a sorcerer who raped his donkey and boils in semen in hell. I'm not joking. This is in their book. They say they should kill Christians. They say they should deceive Christians. They say that they should cheat them in the law. So if they're the judge or the jury or the lawyer or the prosecutor, watch out. If you're a Christian, especially, I mean, that's the kind of thing that is in their mainstream holy book or series of books. It's about 63 books, I think. But that's kind of, you know, that's where we get transgenderism. It has at least 8 different genders in their holy book. And historically, it was generally them pushing these sort of weird alter sexual identities, like in, for example, pre-Nazi Germany, Magnus Hirschfeld was out there pushing that he was pioneering sex change operations, going after children as well. And the books that the Nazis were burning, by the way, were the kind of books that they were putting in schools today, porn for children and propaganda to trans children. That people had enough, they started to burn those books. That's why the Nazis got a bad reputation, because they stood up to all of this evil, just like we're doing today. And they're going to call us Nazis if they beat us. It's that simple, folks. They're going to say we killed millions of them or billions of them, which never happened. 6 million never died.
Oh, by the way, Dustin, I just got to show people this. In addition to, I guess, the Ms. Netherlands winning, I think, Miss Universe or something. I don't know, or Miss World, whatever the contest was. Miss Netherlands this year was a dude masquerading as a woman. We've got this character, a dude bodybuilder, completely jacked dude wearing a bikini, competing against women in bodybuilding. It's just insanity, man. We have reached peak insanity. And by the way, I guess the girl, the actual female in purple, I think she won this contest. But don't be surprised if next year it's a dude masquerading as a woman who wins. It's peak insanity. So where does this end? What is the agenda now in this moment as we're having this conversation? Where do they want to take us, in your view, with 10 minutes left here to talk?
Okay. So I think that obviously the alien deception is coming, and that's looming large at some point. But more immediately, let's talk about pragmatic issues. There's a food shortage coming that's induced. They're going to try to starve us to death. They're going to try to create another Holodomor situation. If you don't know how bad that got, basically the government was starving their own people on their own farms. So being a farmer did not help. It was a bunch of farmers that got starved to death on the bread, in the breadbasket of Europe, in the Ukraine situation, region primarily. And they were eating their own baby, and they were digging up dead bodies in graveyards in some cases, because they were so hungry. That's how bad things got during the Holodomor. So expect something like that. but worse. You know, the Bible says, especially if you think it's the end times, this will be the worst time ever. So it's going to be worse than that. They're also going to hit us continually with these lockdowns for the climate, lockdowns for various biological attacks that they put on us. And, you know, like, for example, we're seeing outbreaks of disease about a year right after Bill Gates dropped all of those GMO mosquitoes and flying vaccines. We're getting malaria outbreaks in the two locations that he did so, Texas and Florida. After like 30 years of no malaria, suddenly we've got them again. This is the kind of stuff that we should expect: worse chemtrails, worse poisons, more chemical attacks, more exploding trains, and more attacks on our food supply. You should try to grow some food and get some invasive edibles going, something that you can easily handle, that you can help feed people. I think that's a good idea right now. You know, sort of a Patriot Garden or Victory Garden concept could save us a lot of problems coming up. And I also think that they're going to, what we're seeing in the Ukraine, for example, where mostly Jewish soldiers are pulling white Christian men off the street, conscripting them, throwing them in the back of a van, roughing them up if necessary, pulling them right out of whatever they're doing, ripping them away from you know, whoever they're with, kidnapping them and throwing them through maybe 5 days of training and then sending them to the front lines of a war against Russia and tanks, where they will basically die trying to fight tanks with rifles. That is primarily what is happening right now. This war is not what we think it is. It was entirely contrived to kill as many white Christians as possible so that they could take over. Zelensky's already bragging about a multicultural Ukraine, and white people are afraid to leave their homes for fear of conscription in Ukraine. It's going to get that way here. We've already seen how they've started to activate thousands of reserve troops for a new excursion in the waters near China and Taiwan. And we're out of ammo, by the way, too. So that's not going to go well for us either. And the Chinese are, you know, full of ammo, brimming ready, and have been preparing for this for decades. The Russians are winning that war hand over foot because it's completely contrived. And the same group is behind both the Chinese and the Russian Communist parties and was never taken out of power. So they're still running the show over there. And that's the same people who worship the Talmud and are causing all the problems in the West with the immigration, the culture wars, the transhumanism, the transgenderism, the vaccines, the porn, the banksterism, the usury, the politics on both sides, primary sources of money, primarily. That's the primary country that they all go visit on both sides of the party is Israel. You can just keep pointing from evil to connection to them. And it's every single organized evil on earth. It's always them, always them. They're not human. They're Nephilim. They're demons, living demons. And that's why we sort of see this end time war between the seed of the serpent, the Edomites, which mixed in with the Canaanite giants a long time ago. And God's sort of chosen family, Israel, at the end times. Obadiah 18 sort of talks about that, the culmination of that war of Gog and Magog and how it ends. That's coming up soon. Basically, that's where I suspect everything is going. It's going to get really bad. They're going to try to kill as many of us as they can before we start to resist. And I don't know. I'm not calling for us to take up arms. The Bible says that we will. And I think that the Bible says that we will within the next 4 years, but that's just my interpretation of the Bible. I'm just kind of sharing my opinion.
Wow. Well, you know what? They are trying to corner us. And if it gets as bad as you're suggesting, then, you know, we will be cornered. And I think I found a title for this one, guys. Dustin just said it. They're not human. They're Nephilim. They're demons. And that's why they continue to push these anti-human, anti-child agendas on us. That's why the United Nations, guys, wants to legalize pedophilia. I mean, are you kidding me? The Barbie movie promotes the trans and LGBTQ agenda. It also makes men look weak and gay. Conservatives and Christians must boycott the Barbie movie. Go see Sound of Freedom instead. Dustin, we do have the power of the pocketbook, and I do think that we can end with some good news, which is where we began, and that's the fact that Bud Light, well, it's lost favor with anybody who can think. Same with Target. Same, hopefully, with North Face. All of these corporations have pushed these trans, anti-human, anti-child, pro-pedophilia agendas, and they must pay for those crimes, at least economically speaking, if not in criminal court. Some of these people ought to face criminal charges for what they've done. But it doesn't surprise me a bit that the new Barbie movie promotes this exact same sick anti-human, anti-family agenda. At least we can vote with our pocketbook, right, Dustin?
Yeah, we've had many victories lately, locally and economically, and I think that we'll continue to do so. What's important is they don't beat us, even according to the prophecy. You know, we eventually win this thing.
All right. Guys, our guest has been Dustin Nemos. If you really, really want to dig in, Dustin, I'll let you tell people how they can do that. By the way, this is our last one. The Children of Satan, that's my interview, June 16th with Dustin Nemos. You can find his site, theserapeum.com. Really, really detailed research here. Tell people how best they can use this site to educate themselves.
My favorite post is the map post at theserapeum.com/map. It's an incredibly useful, it's sort of like Dylan's deep state mapping project, except I'm using mimetic evidence instead of just a name or a name tag. And I'm connecting all of these evidences together to form the web to show you how the deep state, how the conspiracies, how all of it goes together. I also really enjoy the Hidden History docuseries, which is the hidden his story of man, mythology, and mystery Babylon. It's an incredible, very long 200 plus hour docuseries if you have the time at theserapeum.com/his story. And it connects all the dots on everything. All the science, fake science, real science, the Bible, false doctrine versus real doctrine, the Nephilim, the seed of the serpent, what they've been doing to us since the dawn of time. We go from Adam and Eve all the way up to COVID, from COVID and all the way up to creation, basically. I'm sorry, from creation all the way up to COVID, backwards there. And it covers a lot. It's a lot of detail. And we also have articles that go into all of these things as well. You can research everything, have a good time. There's indexed articles as well, which have, like the map post has a bunch of articles below it that basically form a backbone and the narrative of all of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of posts on the site. And it brings it all together in a way that you can make sense of it. We're looking at the older version of the map right now, and it's included in the newer version, but the newer version's way bigger and also, it takes a lot of zooming. So not every browser works with the zoom, by the way. I've noticed that I can do it on some browsers, but I can't zoom in all the way on certain others. But you'll need to basically download the PDF and zoom in really far to use that thing. However, it is an incredible tool. And basically, that's it. I mean, you guys know Nemos News Network, but my passion has been showing the hidden truths of the deep state and also the Bible. People don't know a lot of stuff that's in the Bible that's really relevant to what's happening right now. And all of that's here.
And all of it is right here, guys, at theserapeum.com. I will link it below. Our guest has been Dustin Nemos. Dustin, I know you care so much about humanity in this country, and you've taken heat over the years for some of the things you've done regarding the Q movement. But Q got one thing right, didn't he? Follow the bloodlines. Follow the bloodlines, friends. And I want to invite you all to visit theserapeum.com. The link is below. Our guest has been Dustin Nemos. Thank you, Dustin.
Thank you, Sean.
Great having you on. And friends, thank you so much for tuning in. As always, I really want to advise you guys to visit us for free every single day at thephaser.com, thelibertymill.com, and sgtreport.com. Those are three antidotes to corporate propaganda and all of those Mockingbird mainstream media CIA lies. May God truly bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
We're not going to see the end of the manipulation until we see the end of this system of control. And a big part of that system of control is not just the financial system, but it's also the child sex trafficking. We're in that temporal marker now, if you look at Clify's WebBot data reports, where we're starting to see all of these things collide very rapidly here. So we could be in that period of time where hopefully, maybe even by September, Cliff was saying here last week by email, his last data run was suggesting that it could be the first month ever where we could see silver freely traded.